The Federal Office of Indian Energy recently awarded $39 million in grants to Native American tribes around the country to help build renewable energy projects on tribal lands. One of the recipients is Northern Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The grant will help the tribe install new infrastructure as it works towards a future of energy independence. We're joined by two tribal members now. Daniel Wiggins is an air quality technician with the Bad River Band, and Dylan Jennings is a tribal council member with the Bad River Band and the public information officer for the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. Dylan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having us.
And Daniel, good to have you with us as well.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, the Bad River Band is one of the recipients of these energy grants from the Federal Office of Indian Energy. Dylan, what does the tribe have planned for the grant?
Well, you know, first of all, the Bad River Nation is, you know, as part of a lot of the work that we've been doing over the last few years, we're looking to secure energy independence and become more self-sufficient and self-sustaining. And so this particular project, which Dan is actually our project manager for, you know, he can go into further depth, but what we plan to do is set up a solar system to help power our health and wellness center, our clinic.
And how does this grant and what you're planning to do figure into the overall energy picture for the tribe, Daniel? Is this going to have a big impact?
Yeah, and I think Dylan touched on it a little bit. I think some of the initial goals the tribe has outlined in the past is just exercising the tribal energy sovereignty, and then also applying that to like economic development and providing energy education. So this is just like the first phase of kind of reaching that ultimate goal of tribal energy sovereignty. And Dylan touched on the clinic, but we have actually identified three buildings within this grant project, the Health and Wellness Center, the Wastewater Treatment Plant, and then the administration building, the Chief Blackbird Administration Building. So a very, very great project for the tribe.
It sounds like the energy independence aspect is a big part of this. Will there also be financial savings over time?
Absolutely. You know, the financial savings are great, and it's one of the outcomes. But, you know, from generating 658,000 of kilowatt energy, you know, we're also not extracting 483,000 pounds of coal each year. You know, something equivalent to that. But the projections are around $900,000 in the next 20 years we'll be saving.
And these grants that are being dispersed are focused on green energy. It sounds like using renewable resources instead of, as you said, that coal is a real priority for the tribe. Can you talk a little bit, Dylan, maybe you can start, about why that is a value for the Bad River Band?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as many times, you know, tribes are painted in different ways, but we are not, you know, anti-oil or anti-energy. We firmly realize that, you know, we need to be doing our part in adapting to, you know, better and more efficient ways of living and that are healthy for the environment. Now, even if it means, you know, we have to direct more funding and resources towards these initiatives. And so, like, you know, Dan was, you know, kind of alluding to that, you know, solar energy and some of these renewable projects might be a little more expensive up front, but and it might take many years to recoup some of those costs. But, you know, overall, it's about the notion of energy sovereignty and leaving this place a little less impacted for generations to come. And it ties directly into our tribal strategic plan that, you know, we've created and what we're trying to move towards.
Daniel, would you like to add anything on that about why renewable energy is important for the tribe?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just extending off of the strategic plan in part. You know, the tribe has identified specific goals, and we kind of touched on one of them, which is exercising tribal energy sovereignty. But to be more specific, the tribe has actually identified other goals. For example, reduce energy costs compared to current baseline by 10% by 2025, and then also generate 10% of the tribe's electricities with renewable energy technologies by 2025. So again, this project is just kind of phase one, I guess you can call it, for the overall goals of the tribe.
We're talking with Dylan Jennings and Daniel Wiggins of the Bad River Band about some grants that were received by the tribe to increase green energy production. And climate change is affecting a lot of aspects of life in Wisconsin in different ways. On your tribal lands, are there specific environmental issues that you're seeing that are a cause for concern that employing more green energy could possibly help with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people in the area are familiar that, you know, in 2016, we had a very catastrophic flood event, you know, which, you know, threatened a lot of our community's access to, you know, even access to the nearby towns and, you know, really impacted some of our tribal budgets. And, you know, I think it was devastating to be without power for so many days, especially for our tribal elders and community members that, you know, really needed it. And so, you know, as we move forward and we're seeing more of these kind of, you know, catastrophic environmental events that have been happening, you know, more and more frequently, you know, we're really looking to be able to provide and sustain ourselves in a good way. So, you know, that's really one of the major things that we're seeing. And in addition, there's a lot of, you know, our community is, you know, predominantly undeveloped in a way. We have, you know, 124,000 acres of land within our reservation. And, you know, we're really looking to help preserve everything that's here. And you know, this is an exact way, you know, a direct link to preserving.
And we've talked a little bit about environmental impact. We've talked quite a bit about the energy independence, energy sovereignty. Is this also going to be an economic benefit, not just to tribal members, but to people in the surrounding communities who may be working on these projects?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that the tribe always is interested in is education. Education of facilities and maintenance staff, but also education to the tribal people. One of the first things renewable energy projects need is the understanding of energy efficiency, and that energy efficiency is far more useful than just applying solar stuff. So getting out the education behind, you know, using energy appropriately and in right places is very valuable. But then also just the idea that solar works in the area and works with tribes, you know, is just another big impact, you know, that really homeowners and just neighboring tribes and neighboring municipalities can look at and say, hey, you know what, this works for what they're doing.
And before we let you both go, this is obviously a big influx of support, financial support for this renewable energy project. Are there other parts of that strategic plan that you referred to that will even further advance the commitment to energy sovereignty and renewables?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is just phase one of, you know, the ultimate idea of tribal sovereignty and independence. So we're already identifying and looking at new infrastructure that's being built and making sure that it's, whether it's solar ready, they're making sure they're energy efficient and making sure that they're designed properly for the area. So we're applying a lot of what we're doing now, and we're making sure that a lot of the infrastructure is either being looked at, or if it's new, making sure that it's being built properly and being, you know, be ready to be incorporated into the ultimate system.
Well, Dylan and Daniel, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Hey, thanks for having us. And on in a closing note, you
yes.
know, I think ultimately we hope that we can inspire others to make similar decisions. Like Danny was saying, if a humble nation like ours can dive into solar and alternative energy, then any community should be able to make those same strides.
Thanks to Dylan Jennings and Daniel Wiggins for joining us. Dylan is a tribal council member with the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and Dan is an air quality technician with the tribe. They talked with us about plans to install a new solar microgrid with the help of a grant from the Office of Indian Energy. Also helping out with the project are MU Grid Analytics, Madison Solar Consultation, and Shawamigan Bay Renewables.